Abi Dieti Viedeli, or So That Children Know, is an EU-funded project that aims to teach 14 and 15-year-olds about human rights. The idea is not new. What makes it special is that it aims to break with the old practice of memorizing a text, instead encouraging children to talk about various aspects of human rights and to help them understand the lessons to be learned from the past. Daniela Lazarova has more.
If you ask Czech 8th graders about human rights, most of them will be able to reel off a few, those that concern them the most. What the organizers of the project aimed for was to give them a broader picture, to show them how human rights were violated in the past and give them a deeper understanding of what is happening in the world today. Jarmila Knight is head of the project here in the Czech Republic.
We had to find the way how to put this idea into life. And in Terezin, during the Second World War, in the ghetto, many of the human rights were abused in a way that would really make a connection for children today. One of the things how we tried to manage this was that the lecturers that took part showed the children how it would feel if, for example, they were divided into groups with others that they didn't know. They were put through the whole process of choosing what they can take with them, how it felt to be alone in a place, the living spaces where it was so crowded that they had a tiny little space for themselves and so on, how it was to be without their school friends, without their family, with no one that they could relate to, and how they had to survive.
The one-day outing to Terezin is a very different experience from studying history books or human rights documents. The students are divided into groups and each is told to choose a human right and write down in what way it was abused in the ghetto. The abuse of various human rights is then discussed in connection with the present day, in connection with dictatorships and extremist movements, even in connection with school bullying. Radka Zuzanková is an 8th grade teacher who accompanied her class on the outing.
Oni třeba se často ptají, jak je možné, paní učitelko, že všichni Hitlera poslouchali.
One question that students keep asking you there is how it is possible that all these people followed Hitler. He was just a little man, they say. So why did they allow this to happen? And I try to explain how easy it can be to get drawn into a group and blindly follow. Not just the extremist groupings that some young people join, but even to follow the example of a class leader or bully that they do not always agree with. So I say, well, why do you fall in line?
Over the past years, 600 students have taken part in this pilot project, most of them from the Czech Republic, but also from neighboring Germany and Slovakia. Its results are so encouraging that other schools will be invited to take part next year. For a country which has experienced both the Nazi and communist regimes, the lessons of the past are invaluable.